when you have an A in the first letter position besides the first vowel position, I'm only taking one quality or characteristic to show you how it changes as it goes through. Okay? If it's also the first letter position, okay, they have to be the one who decide what work is done and that they're going to do. If it's the first vowel position, it doesn't matter. They just work. But the first letter, they also have to decide what work it's going to be, okay, before they'll go gung-ho on it. If it's the middle letter position, the A says, I know how to work, but I'm not going to do any more work than I have to. So what's the minimum requirement? I'll do that. So it changes as it goes through the name. And again, we've already talked about it at the end of the name. It doesn't have anything to do with work. It has to do with likability. Okay? So if we do... If I do a pie, and I'm cutting it into six pieces, and I'm going to put the A here, and across from the A, I'm going to put the E, and I'm going to put the O here, and across, I'm going to put the I, and I'm going to put the Y there, and I'm going to put the U here. There's a reason why I load it this way. There's all six vowels, and your vowels are so important. The more vowels you have in your name, the easier it is for you to get along with other people and communicate, because there's more understanding of different communication styles, because each one has a style. And I don't want to bore you, so I'll just give you two of them, okay? Or a few of them, or I'll give you the Reader's Digest of them. The A are the mental people. They're all about what the knowledge is and exercise of the brain and come from the brain. And if it's an A, they look at emotions like, these things just get in my way. I wish I didn't have to deal with them. You know, if I could just get them out of the way, I would, because they're just bothersome. They're getting in my way of going forward. I want to come from the brain. Okay? Notice I put opposite them the E. Whoever is opposite is the hardest letter for them to communicate with and really have good understanding, because they come from an opposite point of view. The E says, I'm coming from the heart. I'm coming from my feelings. I'm coming from my emotions. Okay? All of that's great, all that mental stuff, but let's talk to each other. How are you feeling? How are you doing? You know, that type of thing comes here first. So let's put this in a work environment to get it really clear. These people come in, they get right to work. We got to get our work done. If we happen to finish early, we'll visit at the end of the day. These people come in, they go to the water cooler. Hey, how'd it go for you last night? Get enough sleep? See any movies? How's it going? Did you get to see? Chat, 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 chat. Once everybody knows everybody's okay, then they can get to work. Let's say the boss is an A, and they have this person here, right? The A comes in and says, get to work. The E can't work. All day long, the E's saying, how come they didn't ask me how I was? What's wrong? What did I do? They can't concentrate on work because they didn't get their little feel-good exchange. Okay? And they're going to think this is a horrible boss because the boss is saying, get to work. Play later. Okay? Let's say this is your boss person and this is who you are. The boss person comes in and says, hey, how are you? How's it going last night and everything else? And the A's saying, why are you wasting my time already? I'm dead work. Can't you see I'm working? You're interrupting my mental flow. Okay? So if you can learn the communication style all the way through, you can alleviate a lot of issues. Now, it's always said between the two, who has to bend to the other one? The E will not learn how to do the A. They just won't do it. The A has to learn how to communicate with an E. Okay? That was the hardest one for me to see out of all the vowels. Why? Because I'm an A, and this one's opposing. Okay? So how I learned it was, I had a friend who, I was living in Texas, and she was moving from California to Atlanta, Georgia. And she had a big capital E at the beginning of her name. And so I said to her, okay, I drive that route all the time because I go home to San Diego to see my folks at least once a year, and I drive it. I can tell you exactly where to get your gas, where to stop for the night, which roads to take, where you want to stop and eat, you know. And I said, here, let me lay it out for you. So I laid out the whole thing. She gets to about an hour outside of where I live, back to the area where Bill lives, and she gets there and she calls me on the phone and she goes, I'm exhausted. I'm tired. You didn't tell me I have to drive 12 and 14 hours a day to keep your schedule. Now, see what's an A do. Work, 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 till you drop, right? And then you find that hotel. An E is going to take more time, but I didn't know the E yet. Okay, they're going to take the scenic routes. So she's an hour outside of town, and she calls me complaining. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I don't feel good. You've had me push too hard. Yada, yada. I'm saying, you can do this. You can make it. Hey, look, you're only like an hour outside of where I am. I'll make sure you don't get lost since you're tired, and I'll stay on the phone with you. And I'm going, man, I have so much to do. I can't afford this hour. Mm-hmm. But I'll stay on the phone with you, and I'll talk you all the way in to make sure you don't miss one turn, one whatever. Right? So I keep telling her, you can do this. Just a little bit more. You can do this. She gets to my front door. A's love gratitude. They love the thank yous. They don't work for the money. They work for the thank yous. So you always want to praise them. You don't have to pay them. Just praise them. Okay? So then she gets to my front door, and I'm expecting what?
Thank
you. Praise. I did this great thing. I stood on the phone for an hour getting you in here, right? She gets to the front door, and I open the front door, and I go, hi. And she goes, that was awful. You're an awful person. That's not praise in my book. So I'm sitting there going, okay, what made me awful? And she's saying, you never once addressed my emotions. That's a good girl. You can do that. Tough it up. You'll make it. You know, not that much longer. She says, I was giving you my feelings and you never addressed my feelings. I looked at her and I said, what does that sound like? What do feelings and addressing feelings sound like? And she looked at me, she goes, you've got to be kidding me. I said, no, those are things I've buried for years. What do they feel like? You know, what does it sound like? I don't even know what words to use. Give me the words. So she gave me a sentence with feeling words in it, and I said, okay, that's one. Give me another one. So she gave me another one. I said, come on, keep them going. And she goes, what are you doing? I said, I'm looking for the pattern. How am I going to learn this without the pattern? You know, total A, trying to learn from a total E.
Wait, I'm confused. You say that you're... Neither one of these letters are the first letter or the
first
last
vowel.
Letter.
First vowel.
First vowel, okay.
First vowel. It can be like in my name is the third letter, okay? But it can be the first vowel. It could be the first letter, the second letter, the
so
third letter.
So you're talking about Wyeth.
No, I'm talking about Sharon.
Sharon.
First vowel in my first name.
Could be Larry.
Could be Larry.
So are you still friends with her?
Yeah, we still are. Amazing, huh?
So I have the same first vowel in my name.
Yeah, first vowel in your first name. So, and
yeah,
what, yes.
Yeah, and Sharon are all on the same boat there.
Yeah, yep. Can I ask you, Sharon, my first letter is an A, my last letter in my first name is an E. So does that mean that I come off to people as more emotional than I am?
No, because the last letter is read differently than the first vowel of the first name.
But isn't that your last impression you leave, or whatever?
The last impression, but the E has nothing to do with emotions as the last letter of the name.
Oh, okay.
See, because of where they sit, they have something different all the way through.
I see. Hmm.
Okay, the E in the last letter position is generosity of spirit. So you come off with the generosity of spirit.
Okay.
And the challenge side of that is that people want more of your time than you're really wanting to give because you can't get your own stuff done then. Okay, but it's a generosity of spirit.
Just explain Pete to a team. He works with me. I mean, just coffee in the morning.
So you've got to learn his style. He'll never learn yours. And what I have learned through trial and error and life experiences is if I give them their 15 minutes of... Hi, how are you? How'd it go last night? How's the family? Did you sleep well? You know, what'd you do? Da 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 da. And I literally sometimes am being caught looking at the clock going, how much longer do I have to do this? Because I got to get to work. If I give them their 15 minutes, they work happy all day long. We don't have any issues and I can get my work done. Okay? If I don't give them their 15 minutes, they do half as much work because most of the day they're obsessing over how come I wasn't friendly enough to them. It has nothing to do with that. It's the orientation is different. Okay, it's worth that 15 minutes. You'll get then a whole 7 hours and 45 minutes of work out of them instead of the 4 hours you'll get if you don't do it. Okay? The entire country or continent, sorry, I was thinking of the country of Mali, but I found that the entire continent of Africa works like ease. And when I was traveling and exploring over there and talking about this stuff, what I realized was I could be with a group of 50 people and we all go into a store or an area, and then we all come back and say, what'd you get, you know, because it's really different than here. And the store owners would say, let's just say this cost $100, okay? And these guys would think they had really bargained well, and they got it down to $50, okay? when I would go in and play the E role, how are you? Did you sleep well last night? How's it going? You know, how's your family? You know, and I would literally watch the clock. Okay, 10 minutes is minimum. 15, you're good to go. When I would do that, and I would say, oh, and by the way, how much does this cost? Now, my friend would have just been told 100 and marked it down to 50 and thought they'd gotten a good deal. They would start at 50 for me, and I'd be walking out of there at 18 or something. Was it worth it?
Yeah.
I couldn't make that much money that fast in that many minutes. You know? I was like, that whole country works like an E. And once it dawned on me, which took me about 3 or 4 days to go, oh, they're all E's over here, regardless of what their vowel is. They all act this way because this is the culture. I was good to go. Okay. So, the one you have across from you is the one that is the, where there's the most miscommunication. Because the styles are so differently. So, let's just look at these two real briefly. Okay?
So, is that E... What you're describing is words of affirmation. Actually, Shannon mentioned that before when she was talking about the five love languages. But would you say that E relates to the five love languages?
I have no idea because I don't know what the five love languages are. Those are probably all feeling words.
Yeah. Well, it's one of them is words of affirmation.
Okay.
And you're talking about 15 minutes of words of affirmation. And now that person's going to glow the rest of the day and be happy with you and work with you.
It's words of interest. It's me showing them I'm interested in who they are and what they have to say.
Words of affirmation.
That's what they are. Mm. Okay, yes.
So male, female?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, okay.
Doesn't matter. Some letters go by the male and the femaleness. Okay, for an example, if your name's, I'm going to go back to J's. If your first name starts with a J, you were hell on wheels if you were a boy to raise for your parents because you would listen to what they told you to do and then you go do whatever you want to anyway. Okay?
Like J.J.'s stories about the bishop and hypnotism.
Yeah, all of that. It's just so typical. Males whose names start with a J are really difficult children to rear because they listen to what you have to say and then it's like they ignore it. And they go do whatever they want to do anyway. And you say, why didn't you? And they heard you, and they can respond and tell you what you said. They just didn't bother because they had their own mind set up over here. Now, in contrast, a female whose name starts with a J, they don't need parents except for room and board. They're self-directed. They can raise themselves. And they really don't need anybody else around. They already know why they came in. They're self-directed. They're just going to go for it. They are the easiest kids to raise. So some of the letters work on male and female, but not a lot of them.
Oh, I have a,
yeah.
That brings
to,
if I have more children, can I name them? Can I name my daughter with a J?
Okay. I love this question. Hold on, I'll get over here. Okay, the question is, I want these qualities in my kid. I'm going to come up with this name and go boom. All right. So, we are our names. Now, there's two reasons this works. Okay? One is, when there were still only 7 religions on the planet, before they multiplied and divided and everybody kind of made up their own. They had 10 basic ideas that they all agreed upon. And one of them was that the incoming soul impresses upon the one that's going to be naming them what they want to be called. So in essence, we name ourselves. And that's why our names work. Okay? The second reason is there is a science out there called cymatics, C-Y-M-A-T-I-C-S. And it is the study of sound and sound vibrations. And the literal sound and the sound vibrations that you surround yourself with can literally change your DNA, according to semantics. So what sound do we hear the most?
Our
throughout
name.
Our whole lives, we're hearing our names. And so if we don't understand it through a religious point of view, we're going to become our name because of the sounds that we're constantly being reinforced with. Okay? So a lot of parents will call me and say, I'm thinking of these 7 names for my kid. Which one should I pick? And I never make that decision for them. I will explain what each name means. Okay? But often, even when we go through that, they will get a feeling or an intuition on which one it's supposed to be. And so what I say is, to honor your child, listen to what they want to be called. And name them what they want to be called. And call me and let me help you with the spelling of it.
Yeah.
Okay? So I'm more than happy to help with the spelling, and if I knew what I knew today, my daughter's name would have been spelled totally differently. Same name, but a total different spelling.
Okay,
My oldest son, JR, he's actually John Russell Jr. after his dad. But we call him JR because my former husband had various family members that all called him something different, whether it was John Russell, John Russell.
So everybody was calling him a name on the aspects of him that they were more comfortable with and they wanted to see.
So how does that affect the fact that we call JR, JR versus...
When you just use the initials, just like JJ, okay, when you just use the initials, it says, I'm going to live out, my contract with God is written in my full name, my full birth name. But my focus and the attributes I wish to use the most are the initials, and so therefore I'm going to use the initials. So the rest are more subtle, and those become incredibly strong. It's like saying you want to be an athlete, but instead of playing all the sports, you're just going to focus on one sport. Even though you may have the ability to play all of them, you're going to focus on one. And that reminds me, when I talk about the first name and you drop it into the last name, because the last name is your environment and what you pull to you, that is like if you were in the kitchen and all the ingredients you had when you walk into your kitchen to cook with, those of everything in your first name. And what you can make out of those ingredients, that shows up in your last name. Those are your choices. What can I make? What can I do with these ingredients that I have here? So your last name is your recipes and your first name is your ingredients that you have to work with. Okay? So coming back to vowels, the O and the I have the most conflict, and the reason that they do are the most misunderstanding, just like the A and the E have the most misunderstandings between them. And again, the O has to learn how to work with the I will not learn how to work with the O. Okay? And the reason for this is that these guys will be the boss. They love to tell other people what to do. This is the first vowel of the first name. They love to tell people what to do. It doesn't matter how old they are. Okay? And so they will eventually be the boss, and at the very least, they need autonomy because they don't like being told what to do. Okay? And if you nag these people, they will postpone and procrastinate what they told you they were going to do for as long as they can get away with it, because that's their way of getting back at you nagging them. Okay? So they love to be useful, so if you ask them to do something, they'll say yes, but it goes on their list, and they work off the top of the list, and they eventually get down to the thing that you want it done. So, for an example, let's say you ask an O person, both of my children were O's, both of my parents were O's, I get the O. Okay? And what I've learned is, because the answer is always in the name, same as the question, is they work off the top of the list, and they eventually get there. Well, if I ask them to take out the trash, and it's in the middle of their list, it's not going to get done before the trash guy's come and gone. So how do I get them to move it forward? This is the advantage of knowing everybody's style. They love the thank yous. And so what you do is you walk through the room from one room to another, and you say to the old person who you've already asked to take out the trash and they haven't, you say, ah, you know, it feels so good when I ask you to take out the trash because you always do what you say you're going to do, and I didn't have to worry about it even though the trash man is just on the other side of the road. And you walk out before they have a chance to say they didn't do it yet, and it goes to the top of the list. So if you say thank you and you get out of there before they can say wait, 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 that's how it goes to the top of the list. Okay? Now, the reason there's misunderstandings is because I's are your natural leaders. They're the ones that everybody comes to and says, what should we do next? Or did you hear what the boss wanted? I missed this piece. These are the ones that are more comfortable for people to come ask versus these ones. So these are going to be your assigned leaders, and they're going to get themselves in that position. But here's the leader that you're going to want to go to. So the problem is there's misunderstanding because this one's going to look at this one as taking away their authority. And if this one wasn't listening clearly and they don't know exactly what the boss says, they will give you what they think the boss said. That's going to create problems with this one. Okay? So if I'm an O and I have an I working for me, I'm going to make sure all of my people with the first vowel of an I clearly understand the task at hand and what needs to be done and how we're going to do it, because when everybody else is confused or have a question, they're going there first before they come here. So if I'm smart about it, I'm going to make sure these people really get the mission. Okay? And these people will love it because then they can go out and tell everybody. Because they are those natural communicators, where this one just wants to tell everybody what to do.
Yeah.